Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by the Council for Biotechnology Information. Edgar Calhoun, a biologist with the USDA ARS Plant Genetics Research Unit, is telling us that they have produced corn with 6 times the vitamin E content of regular corn. Now, what can the critics of biotechnology have to say about that? Visit the Council's website at www.whybiotech.com. And now for today's commentary. As we prepare to plant corn in Illinois, I begin to think about the weather. Will we get enough rain? Will we get it at the right time? Will a river come out and flood the crop? We have about 300 acres of bottom land, and I always hope that it will flood before the crop is planted, not after. In most of the Midwest, we rely on good old Mother Nature to deliver the life-giving moisture. But in many countries, they may have as much as 80% of their land under irrigation. Irrigation is a much more dependable water supply, but much more expensive. Go west in the United States, we find thousands and thousands of acres under irrigation. I said water can be expensive. Competition for a limited supply of water is fierce. Reading in the Wall Street Journal, I see where a farming family raising 3,000 acres paid $720,000 for water. That water is subsidized, too. It would cost over $1 million if it were not. Those kinds of costs for water are hard to imagine. That farmer certainly cannot be growing corn. The water would cost more than the value of the whole crop. Certainly, producers with skyrocketing water costs have to grow high-value crops like tomatoes, onions, other vegetables. In some places, they do grow cotton, alfalfa, rice, and wheat with irrigated water. But those farms have favorable long-term water contracts. Simple arithmetic points out that with more and more people in the region demanding water to irrigate their lawns and wash their cars, farmers are going to end up on the short end of the stick. The urban people have the votes. Inevitably, the government will raise the price of water. Then, who can afford to buy it? Well, you're right. Not the farmers. Certainly the arid West will have to give up growing low-value crops. Even some high-value crops may not be profitable. It's going to be a painful transition. Although I'm still concerned about the spring rains on our farm, I'm sure glad we don't have to buy the water. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.